Well, indeed, Rieger Reviews It is sponsored by Wigley's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef. Dine in or carry out the best Wigley's corned beef sandwiches around at Frank's Deli and Grill. Frank's Deli and Grill, 3405 Russell Street. What a great family. In Detroit's Eastern Market. They're open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And while you're there, be sure to say hi to Victor, the owner, and his sons, too. Everybody. You see, Victor and the whole family loves their customers as much as the corned beef. Frank's Deli and Grill, 3405 Russell Street, Detroit's Eastern Market. Now, and this is a first for me, live from his garage sale, the one and only Dave Rieger. And Rieger Reviews It.
Not my garage sale. Renee Vitale, who does traffic for us in the morning, her garage sale, she's just letting me rent some space.
Well, this is way too complicated to get into now and not cut into your time for your actual new job, which isn't so new anymore, but it's a great job. So I'm not going to ask any further details on how Dave Rieger somehow gets out of coming into the studio because of Renee Vitale's garage sale. This is getting crazy. All kinds of firsts for me, and I've been here 50 years. All right, Dave, let's talk about, well, first of all, review the garage sale. Has it been going well? Should we all jump in the car and get over there? What's going on?
I have to tell you, I am shocked at least the stuff that I have sold. Been very profitable. It's crazy how we're talking old books. They're selling old books. It is 2026, right? Shot glasses, my shot glass collection, which is now dwindling, and my mom's old costume jewelry. It's done very well. It's very interesting.
I'm very happy. Can you give us an address on where the garage sale is taking place?
Well, it's somebody's house, so I don't know if we should.
Okay, all right, whatever.
But anyway, let's just say,
Mike,
does that mean you don't
want to give the address on the air? Our listeners may want to know if some people are devoted
garage
sale. It's
been very profitable. We'll just say that.
Okay, all right. Let's get to work here. Obsession in theaters. What do you think?
I got to tell you, this movie going in, based off of just watching the trailer, I thought, come on, this is just another one of those horror movies, but this movie was really, really good. It tells the story of a kid named Bear. He's deeply infatuated with his longtime childhood friend and coworker, Nikki. But he's too kind of, you know, shy to really tell her how he feels. So he goes into a novelty shop and buys something called a one-wish willow, which gives you one wish. And the one wish is he wants her to become in love with him and infatuated with him more than anyone else in the world. Unfortunately, things go south because she becomes obsessed in a bad way, and it's not good.
So do not pick up a one-wish willow if you see one at their garage sale today. Let's listen to Obsession.
Have you ever actually, like, flirted with Nikki?
I'm gonna go get some chops.
I'll come with you.
If she means this much to you. And I know she does. Say, Nikki, I think we should grab a drink sometime.
Nikki, wait, I was gonna ask you,
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Hi.
Good night. What else?
Why?
One wish, Willow. You only get one wish. I wish Nikki Freeman loved me more than anyone in the entire world.
Okay, that doesn't hold my attention at all. So oh, it's not over? Oh, jeez.
It starts to get a little bit crazy.
Yeah, it seems to be going. Their promo's longer than the movie should be. So what did you give Obsession? How many Wigley's
corned beefs?
I'm going to
tell you, I really love this movie. I thought it was great. It took me in different directions. I'm going to give it 3.5 Wigley's. It was very good. Wow. You might not think from the trailer that it has anything to offer, but it is crazy. It's really good.
Okay, 3.5 Wigley's for Obsession in the theaters. Now, if you're staying home, you want to watch on Netflix, I got to believe this one's good. Marty, Life is Short. Let's listen.
I'll tell you something about Marty. Let's say you're going to host a dinner party, and you invite Marty.
I loved you in Home Alone. You were wonderful.
And then it turns out Marty can't come. You cancel the party.
In this business, in the world of comedy, there's nobody faster.
You used to do circus work.
I was a freak for a while.
There's nobody smarter.
Just because the eyes are so dull doesn't mean that there's not a machinery of wheels clicking away.
There's nobody funnier.
Say something funny.
You're the guy.
I feel like he could improvise to eternity, couldn't he?
Well, I mean, what's not to like about Martin Short?
Oh, this movie was very well, this documentary, very well done. What I did not know is that he started out as pre-med and then shifted over to comedy. He's been in, you know, so many famous movies, obviously, Three Amigos, Father of the Bride, Only Murders in the Building, which is his most recent thing that he's done with Steve Martin and Selena Gomez. He's had some tragedy in his life.
Oh, my gosh. But, he had so much tragedy in his life, he joked that when he was growing up, they had the funeral home on speed dial at his house.
Yes. Yeah.
But imagine his bedside manner had he become a doctor.
I think it would have been great because most doctors don't have any sort of personality. He would have been wonderful.
Well, I mean, there are some doctors with personalities, but they have created that kind of image. Okay, so we like Marty, Life is Short. I hope you give it, well, I hope you give it at least as many Wigglies as Obsession.
This one definitely gets 3.5, and I think people will love it. Martin Short fans will love it. Fans of comedy, sketch comedy. It's great.
All right, we'll let you go back to the garage sale, even if it isn't even your garage sale. It's Rene Vitale's garage sale.
He's garage sale squatting.
There's a big explanation due on this one, but there it is. Thank you very much. You always do a great job. Dave Rieger with Rieger Reviews It, and brought to you by the great Wigley's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef and in Frank's Deli, Frank's Deli and Grill on Russell Street. They're the best. We continue in Focus at 1:45 on WJR.